It all started this summer. I remember it was my wife's birthday when they first called me out. Jane didn't make a fuss, but a part of me wishes she did. Man, I never smelled something so rotten in my life. And this poor kid, the forensic team will have to clean up his mess as well. Probably wouldn't have been so bad if there weren't a second one, lying there in the heat, motionless. This one was in pieces, but I noticed there were similarities to the last. Campbell's convinced it was coincidental. Somehow, that's what they believe at the station too. I guess it's more convenient that way. But we found footprints. Followed them to a third. DNA samples show no matches and still no leads. Fuck what they say. I'm not buying it. I know Jane's terrified. She can't get rid of the smell from my clothes. By the fourth day, the public caught wind. Another one. They can't show this on the papers. Looks like they just sprayed and left. I thought Campbell was coping, but he's not. He said this wasn't what he expected when he joined the force. I can relate, but this case was dumped on us. Nobody wanted it. Jane's left. She thinks I'm obsessed. Fuck it. Maybe I am. But I made a promise to keep these streets clean. The department is at a loose end. They still don't believe me. But these things don't just fall from the sky. Not like this, anyway. This sick bastard is getting to me. I wonder if he has a family of his own. A wife that cries every night like mine. Of course not. You can't attribute these human things to somebody that would commit such beastly crimes. He has no fucking idea what he's doing. Yet they say he's a genius. He's just another sick mind like the rest of them. They trusted me to keep the city safe. How dare you? How fucking dare you? And now they laugh behind my back. Jane called me. She'd take me back if I quit. But if I do, who'd take over this shit? Campbell. The worst thing about this one is that there's a bin right next to it.